Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Fierce Conversations, by Susan Scott. Is a practical guide to using talk as a tool for leadership, relationships, and personal clarity. The book argues that most people underuse the power of conversation, relying on vague language, polite avoidance, or rehearsed scripts that keep real issues safely out of reach. Scott reframes communication as a series of moments where you either step into reality or stay stuck in assumptions. Through a blend of coaching insights and workplace-focused scenarios, she emphasizes that results in organizations and in life often hinge on a few pivotal discussions: naming what is true, listening for what matters, and choosing courage over comfort. The approach is not about being harsh. It is about being direct, present, and responsible for impact. Readers can expect frameworks for preparing difficult talks, asking better questions, and creating accountability without damaging trust. At its core, the book invites you to treat each conversation as an opportunity to change direction, deepen connection, and drive meaningful outcomes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the principle of interrogating reality, a central idea in Fierce Conversations, is that strong results come from a willingness to interrogate reality rather than manage appearances. Scott challenges the common habit of smoothing over problems with diplomatic language, untested assumptions, or overly optimistic narratives. In workplaces, this often shows up as meetings where everyone agrees but nothing changes, because the real issue never gets named. The book promotes a discipline of speaking to what is actually happening, including tensions, performance gaps, and misaligned priorities. This is not a call for bluntness, it is a call for accuracy. Interrogating reality means asking questions that surface facts, motives, constraints, and fears, then using that information to make better decisions. It also means owning your perspective without pretending it is the only truth. Readers are encouraged to slow down, notice what they are avoiding, and replace vague statements with specific observations and outcomes. The benefit is strategic as well as human. Teams waste less time, leaders earn credibility, and relationships become sturdier because they are built on clarity rather than pretense. Secondly, taking responsibility for your conversations and your impact, Scott emphasizes that conversations are not passive events that happen to you, they are choices you shape. The book pushes readers to take responsibility for what they create in dialogue, including the emotional tone, the level of candor, and the quality of listening. This includes recognizing your default patterns, such as rescuing, blaming, avoiding conflict, or over-explaining. Scott frames responsibility as both internal and external. You manage your intentions and emotions, and you also pay attention to how your words land. A key theme is that avoiding hard conversations does not preserve harmony. It delays reality and often increases the eventual cost. Instead, the reader is invited to prepare with purpose. Clarify what outcome you want, what you are afraid of, and what you might be contributing to the problem. The book also highlights the importance of asking yourself what you are pretending not to know, a prompt that can unlock honesty and reduce self-deception. Over time, this stance builds leadership presence. People begin to trust you not because you are always pleasant, but because you are consistent, accountable, and willing to engage what matters. Thirdly, asking better questions to unlock insight and commitment, Fierce Conversations places heavy weight on the quality of questions, arguing that the questions you ask determine the conversations you get, and the conversations you get determine the results you produce. Scott encourages moving beyond safe, surface-level prompts into questions that invite reflection, responsibility, and choice. In organizations, this can mean replacing broad requests for updates with questions about obstacles, trade-offs, and assumptions. In one-to-one discussions, it can mean asking what a person most wants, what they are avoiding, and what success would look like in concrete terms. The method is designed to reduce defensiveness by making curiosity visible and by focusing on learning rather than winning. At the same time, the questions are meant to be courageous, not merely polite. They are structured to surface what is unsaid and to help people articulate the real stakes. This questioning approach supports coaching, performance management, and conflict resolution because it shifts ownership back to the person closest to the issue. The result is deeper insight and, importantly, stronger commitment, because people are more likely to act on conclusions they helped uncover through thoughtful inquiry. Fourthly, handling difficult conversations with clarity and respect. A practical focus of the book is navigating high-stakes conversations where emotions run high and the temptation to avoid or attack is strong. Scott offers a mindset for these moments. Be clear about your intent, speak to observable facts, and stay connected to the person while addressing the issue. Difficult conversations can include addressing poor performance, confronting broken agreements, negotiating priorities, or resetting a strained relationship. The book highlights that clarity is a form of respect because it gives people accurate information and a fair chance to respond. It also stresses that respect is not the same as comfort. Sometimes the respectful act is to name what others are unwilling to say, especially when silence harms the team or the mission. Readers are guided to reduce ambiguity by identifying the specific behavior or result in question, the impact it is having, and the change needed. Listening is treated as an active skill. You track what is said, what is not said, and what meaning the other person assigns to events. When done well, these conversations reduce resentment, build accountability, and strengthen relationships through honest engagement. Lastly, creating a culture of candor, accountability, and learning beyond individual skill, Fierce Conversations aims at cultural change. Scott argues that organizations become effective when candid dialogue is normal, not exceptional. In many workplaces, people learn to protect themselves by withholding information, speaking in coded language, or deferring to hierarchy. The book counters this with practices that reward truth-telling, clear agreements, and direct feedback. A culture of fierceness, in this sense, means people can disagree without personal attack and can surface problems early rather than letting them fester. Leaders play a crucial role because they set the emotional rules of engagement, what can be said, how conflict is handled, and whether commitments are tracked. Scott emphasizes that accountability is not punishment. It is the consistent follow-through on what was promised and what outcomes are required. When teams adopt this approach, meetings become more useful, decisions get made with better information, and employees feel safer to contribute because ambiguity is reduced. The learning angle matters too. Candid conversations reveal patterns, assumptions, and process breakdowns that can be improved. Over time, this builds a workplace where results and relationships reinforce each other instead of competing. In conclusion, this book is best suited for leaders, managers, team members, coaches, and anyone who regularly faces conversations that determine outcomes, performance discussions, feedback, conflict, negotiations, or relationship resets. It also fits readers who want stronger personal communication habits, especially those who notice they avoid tension, over-explain, or leave important things unsaid. The benefit is practical and immediate because the book focuses on changing what happens in real time, how you show up, what you ask, and how clearly you name reality. Those shifts can improve trust, speed decision-making, reduce workplace drama, and help you build relationships that can handle honest truth. Compared with many communication books that stay at the level of general advice, Fierce Conversations is valued for its directness and its emphasis on accountability and action. It links conversational skill to measurable results, making it relevant for business settings without losing its human dimension. If you want a framework for turning difficult dialogue into progress, and you are willing to trade comfort for clarity, this book is worth buying because it offers tools you can apply repeatedly across teams, roles, and like situations. If you would like to support Susan Scott, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.